The scripture lesson this morning is found in the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter, verses 9 through 13. St. Matthew 9, verses 9 through 13, found in the New Testament section on page 8 in your pew Bible. Will you hear these words? As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. And as he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Our topic this morning, the law of love. Let us pray. Now, gracious God, let the words of my mouth, the meditation, thoughts, desires of all of our hearts be acceptable within your sight. Dear God, you are our rock and our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I have to admit that one of the most difficult things for me is to lose something. It can be major or minor, but I just like keeping track of things. You can imagine how frustrating it is when I lose something on my desk. To take it one step further, what is it to have a spiritual life? We have felt and known those things like peace and joy. The fruit of the Spirit is very much a part of our life. And then, for some reason, maybe we cannot explain it, but for some reason, we just don't feel the same. And the next place is, what if we never had a spiritual side of our life? It could be because our energy and focus is placed somewhere else or in someone else. When I speak of something else, I think of my friend who often says with pride, "I am a capitalist." But then he quickly adds, "even though I don't have any capital." When we speak of someone else, I think down through the years we have known and seen cults or those persons who have said, "Follow me. I am the way," only to lead people astray, and in some cases to lead people to their graves. In each of these conditions we have named, I think one way to describe it is, we are seekers. We are seekers. I had not read Ecclesiastes 3 for some time, but I think within those words they capture what is the rhythm of life. For everything, there is a season. a time to be born and a time to die. What happens in between? Is it those words in Shakespeare's play? What is life but a walking shadow? A poor player that struts and frets its hour upon the stage and then is heard no more. It is a tale told by an idiot, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. A way to describe all of this, all of what we are searching for, is that we are seekers. For so much of Jesus' life, he was surrounded by seekers. Some recognized it. Some others were seeking, and they thought they had found it. They thought that they had had the answer. So much so that when they saw Jesus eating with sinners, they said to his disciples, "How can he do it? How can he be found eating with sinners?" In our world today, we come to speak of those persons as outsiders or the marginalized. We have all kinds of stereotypes. We can leave persons on the outside, and we may not even recognize it. Or maybe we do. We can all judge others. In the scripture lesson, Jesus described it as the healthy people who don't need a doctor. In response to the healthy people, Jesus quoted Hosea 6:6, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." It is a warning about being satisfied. It is a warning about having a religion that is exclusive. Make no mistake that the persons who were talking to Jesus, they were seekers. Oh, yes, they were. But they had become self-satisfied. There were other persons, like Matthew, the tax collector. Matthew would leave all that he had behind to follow Jesus. He made up his mind, he decided that I want to follow Jesus. And not only would he follow, but he decides to invite other tax collectors, to invite other persons who could be judged as sinners, to invite the sick. And Jesus says, this is who I have come for. This is who I have come for. These are persons who are searching and seeking. So the invitation is extended to them. They could have never matched up to the law of their time. And however one might describe it today, there is law right now. There is law in our day. I'm talking about those times when all of us can identify that we have been left out. I'm talking about those times when we were treated unfairly. I'm talking about those times when we were gossiped about or even lied about. In all of these things, Jesus' words and actions are marked and filled with love toward all persons. Who are seekers this morning? We are. We are seekers this morning. And if we continue to seek, if we acknowledge that we are seekers, if we continue to seek after our Christ, then life takes on a whole new meaning. When I think about this sacrament that we will share in a moment, this sacrament of Holy Communion, it reminds me that we once were sick. But Jesus died that we might be well. In this communion service, we affirm that once we were lost, but now we are found. We are persons who are alive. We have life now. It is life that is more abundant. It is life that will be life everlasting. I'm always trying to find a way to describe this life, and one old illustration that you might have heard came to me. And that is, some people get up and say, "Good morning, Lord." And others get up and say, "Good Lord, it's morning." We are persons alive. We are persons filled with a dynamic kind of life. So much so that it leads us to invite others. To invite others who may be sick to the doctor who makes all well. So this morning, under this spirit, as the choir has sung, "Let us break bread together," as we have shared with the children about the meaning of our God granting us second chances, this morning we celebrate the love of Jesus Christ within our life. We celebrate and we sing, "Where He leads me, I will follow." Let us sing that first and last stanza together as we prepare for communion.